Unit 2, page 24, reading. Exercise 2.
The power of yet. Does life sometimes seem to be full of impossible problems? How many times, for example, do you find yourself saying things like, "I really don't understand this math problem," or "I can't get on the school team"? Well, maybe it's time to introduce yourself to the power of yet. By adding this simple word, you can change everything. "I really don't understand this math problem yet. I'm not on the school team yet." Suddenly, the impossible becomes possible. You can imagine those things happening. I read about a school that has changed the way it scores its students' exams. The school recognized that the old pass-fail system wasn't helping student motivation. If you passed, then great. But those students who didn't pass often felt like failures. So now, students who get a low score don't see a big red F for fail on their exams. They see a not yet instead. That way, the students feel that they are on a journey. They haven't reached the end, but they know that they are going the right way. This kind of thinking is part of what experts call having a growth mindset. People with a growth mindset don't concentrate on failure. They aren't worried by not getting things right the first time and are happy to keep trying until they do. They enjoy the challenge and believe they can change. In contrast, people who just focus on the failure have what the experts call a fixed mindset. These people are always worried about failure and are happy to give up when things don't go right. They don't think that they are able to change. Clearly, it is better to have a growth mindset than a fixed mindset. But don't worry if you think you have a fixed mindset. You can train yourself to develop a growth mindset. Remember that it all starts with questioning the things you believe about yourself. Stop believing that you can't or you haven't and realize that you just can't or haven't yet. Once you start doing this, you'll wonder why you didn't do it before. It's one small but very powerful word.